failure. That's something that we are all afraid of, something that we do not want to face, something that we struggle with. And at this point, many of the students who applied for design entrance exams are actually dealing with it right now. Failure. Nobody talks about failure. Nobody talks about how they dealt with the failure that they faced. It takes a lot of courage to keep on going. Many people attempt design entrance exams for 2 times or 3 times. It takes a lot of courage, a lot of resolve, dedication, and consistency to go through that process. But even to get there, they should know how to deal with the failure in the first place. In this episode, I'm going to share 5 pointers which have helped me time and again to deal with my failures in my journey. These are something that I have tried and tested and they've worked for me. So I want to share it with you all who couldn't make it this year in the design entrance exams. And I hope that this episode will help you at least teeny tiny bit in your journey and in your process of dealing with the failure at hand. So you didn't make it to NID or IITs, ITC, or whatever design college that you were planning to get into. You didn't make it this year. Maybe this was your first attempt or second attempt or third attempt. You did not make it. Now, what to do when you are filled with self-doubt, when you are filled with thoughts that are making you think that you're not good enough for design or design is not meant for you? Now, I want to give you 5 things today that can help you to come out of this slump. First, acknowledge your feelings. Now, if you are feeling sad, it is fine. It is okay. It is okay to feel bad when you have just experienced failure. It is very natural. I've had students cry right in front of me just because they did not clear the exam. And it is okay to do that. You do not have to stand in the way of your emotions. Let it out of your system. Feel sad. It is natural, but only for a while. Don't stay there too long. Express your feelings. It is very important. Do not bottle up your emotions. This is going to harm you in the long run. Second point, do something that makes you feel happy or that makes you feel better. No, I'm not talking about getting sloshed here. You don't have to do that. I'm talking about spending time with your favorite person, your best friend, your group, your parents, your cousin. It could be anybody. Spend some time with them. Call them, reach out to them, share with them about your failure and be honest with them. Tell them completely how you feel. Point number 3, a very important one. Change your beliefs about failure. Failure and success are phases. They only last for a short while. Don't let it fill you with self-doubt. It is only a phase. Today, you were not successful in clearing this exam. Tomorrow, you will be successful in clearing this exam. Believe it. And that brings me to point number 4. Take some time off. If you can, go on a short vacation. Treat yourself for all the effort and the hard work that you've done all throughout the past year, all the efforts and energy that you've put into it. It's okay if it did not work. It's okay if that amount of hard work did not give you good results or the results that you were expecting. It's fine. But it is important to acknowledge your effort and it is important to put yourself in a different context. Your mind needs that. Acknowledge it and take some time off. Now, the 5th and the last point, the most important one, I would say. Do not try to analyze your performance until you have done all the 4 points that I've just mentioned. Just do not do it. Believe me. Just trust me on this. Don't try to analyze your performance right now. It is not going to help you. You've just experienced failure and you do not have to look back at your performance right now. You need to give your mind a break. You need to let your mind process this failure. In order to process all the information about all the efforts that you've done, the whole past year, the amount of hard work that you've done, to figure out what went right and what went wrong, you need to let your mind be in a right and a very pleasant state. You cannot expect your mind to function efficiently to make informed decisions right now. So do not analyze your performance right now. Here, I would even go ahead and say that you need to reach out. Be respectful to designers out there. There are many designers who are willing to help in the industry. Be respectful, know how to reach out to them, and reach out to them, and they will definitely help you figure out where you went wrong. If you find it really difficult to identify where you went wrong, you can definitely reach out to them and they will definitely answer you. So leave this part for a little later, not now. Now just focus on the four things that I've mentioned above. First, acknowledge your feelings. Second, do what makes you feel better. Spend time with your family, spend time with your group or your best friend. Take a break if you can. Change your beliefs about failure. And the fifth one is don't analyze until you've done all the four above. So this is what I wanted to tell you today. Everybody fails. I've known people who've made it to an ID in more than two attempts. I've known people who've taken seed many number of times. You have to be consistent. Do not doubt yourself.
Now, that is how I went through the process of dealing with failures. And these things actually helped me to keep on going and keep on trying. A lot of times I had self-doubt, but following the steps, the five steps that I just described, helped me to keep the ball rolling, helped me to get out of that slump every time. As a new person, as a stronger person. So go ahead and try it out. And if you need some guidance, you can reach out to me on ADP List. Just go to adplist.org and search for Sanjay Reddy and you can book a session with me absolutely for free. And I'm more than happy to listen to your story and to help you in your journey. You can also reach out to me on Instagram, SanjayReddy144. That's SanjayReddy144 on Instagram. And guys, if you like listening to this episode and if you like the content that I'm sharing, that I'm creating, there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. So please do rate it on Spotify so that it can encourage me to create more content. That's it for now. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care, guys.